Ready for the second half of William Burroughs. Please welcome up to the mic, Gil Fagiani.
That was a very beautiful pronunciation, my last name.
Hey, I've got a brother and sister in the Netherlands.
Okay, yeah. Well done. I'm going to begin by reading from Junkie. The questions, of course, could be asked, why did you ever try narcotics? Why did you continue using it long enough to become an addict? You become a narcotics addict because you do not have strong motivations in any other direction. Junk wins by default. I tried it as a matter of curiosity. I drifted along, taking shots when I could score. I ended up hooked. Most addicts I have talked to report a similar experience. They did not start using drugs for any reason they can remember. They just drifted along until they got hooked. If you have never been addicted, you can have no clear idea what it means to need junk with the addict's special need. You don't decide to be an addict. One morning you wake up sick and you're an addict. I have learned the junk equation. Junk is not like alcohol or weed, a means to increase enjoyment of life. Junk is not a kick, it's a way of life. As a habit takes hold, other interests lose importance to the user. Life telescopes down to junk, one fix, and looking forward to the next. Stashes and scripts, spikes and droppers. The addict himself often feels that he is leading a normal life and that junk is incidental. He does not realize that he is just going through the motions in his non-junk activities. It is not until a supply is cut off that he realizes what junk means to him. Why do you need narcotics? Is a question that stupid psychiatrists ask. The answer is, I need junk to get out of bed in the morning, to shave and eat breakfast. I need it to stay alive. I lay on the narrow wood bench, twisting from one side to the other. My body was raw, twitching, tumescent, the junk frozen flesh in agonizing thaw. I turned over on my stomach, and one leg slipped off the bench. I pitched forward, and the rounded edge of the bench, polished smooth by the friction of cloth, slid against my crotch. It was a sudden rush of blood to the genitals at the slippery contact. Sparks exploded behind my eyes, my legs twitch, the orgasm of a hanged man when the neck snaps. Next, I'm going to read from my collection of Blanquito en el Barrio, which translates roughly as a white boy in Spanish Harlem. And this was inspired by my own heroin use in the 1960s. Shooting dope with Trotsky. I score some hefty bags of skag from old man Cano on East 118th Street, the viejito, 40 plus years in the dope game, who once OD'd on Christmas Eve and leaned into a radiator, leaving a burn scar down the middle of his head. I rush to the East Village and buy a mess of Trotskyite newspapers, Vanguard, Fighting Worker, Theory and Practice, march into a NYU bathroom, lock myself up in a vast marble stall, and pump Cano's sacks into my arm. After reading competing accounts of the 1929 Kronstadt Rebellion, the Minneapolis Teamster Strike of 1934, I nod off to the lullaby of the ABC of materialist dialectics, the negation of the negation of the negation. Junkie's alarm clock. Incoming tide of fever flashes, floods last night's silky womb. Pitching pot, belly acid, an unlatchable asshole propel feet towards curds of putrescence caking the shithouse floor. And this is my last part.